Hi, everyone, and welcome back to The Advisor. I am Lisa Urbanski, and I'm here with a very special guest today. I'm here with Dr. Stephanie Barnes. She is an award-winning author on leadership, gender equality, and women's rights. She was a founding host of the Black CEO Morning Show and the podcast Conversations from the C-Suite, The Girlfriend's Guide to Being a CEO. She has been featured in the Harvard Business Review, Personal Excellence Magazine, and the Huffington Post. She is an internationally acclaimed speaker, TEDx presenter, and coach. And this is my favorite part. She equips powerful women to make powerful decisions to create the life that they desire and deserve. Oh my gosh, welcome. Welcome to the show, Stephanie.
Thank you, Lisa. It's so great to be here.
It's so great to have you here. And so you've been on the show a couple times now, and we are so happy to have you back. Do you want to give us a little recap on what we talked about last time?
Sure. So, I am, as I say, a healthcare innovation attorney by day, but I'm always the liberated lawyer, and I'm committed to helping high-achieving women experience a life that is fit, fulfilled, and free. And I believe that we accomplish that by doing what I call living life in the and, which is tapping into the power of our choices to create the life we desire and deserve. And we have been talking about what it means to be successful and fulfilled, because as a high achieving woman, we don't have to choose between or. We don't have to be successful and miserable. We don't have to be successful or fulfilled. We should all be successful and fulfilled. So we have been talking about the three pillars of being successful and fulfilled, and that's being fulfilled, being fit, being free. And in the last episode, we went into the petals, and I like to use the word or the symbolization of a petal, a rose, where we are opening up all these aspects of our life to create the successful and fulfilled life we deserve. So last time we talked about the fulfillment petal, where we focus on our family, our friends, our love relationships, and our purpose as key elements of being fulfilled. And today I am excited to talk about the fitness pillars. So that's what we will
Wow.
focus on today.
Oh, that's amazing. I got to go back and listen to that episode again. That sounds so amazing. So let's get into it. Let's get into it.
Yes. All right. Well, as I'm sure you can imagine, if we're going to talk about fitness, that one of those things is obviously being physical fit. So fitness is more than just our bodies. It's our bodies, minds, and spirits. So the first pillar, or the first petal rather, of the fitness pillar is being fit, because it's difficult to really enjoy the fruits of our labor if we are physically ill. We have to take care of ourselves. And as I mentioned last time, and something I always talk about is, you cannot pour from an empty cup. And if we desire to give our best to our businesses, to our family, to our community, wherever it is that we are achieving greatly, we've got to be able to do that from a physically fit perspective. And fitness has nothing to do with the dress size, although obviously that will impact your dress size. But we're not talking about pure aesthetics. We're talking about true health and ensuring that our bodies are the best and the most fit that they can be. And particularly as a woman who is in her golden age, I love to encourage women to believe and understand that fitness doesn't have an expiration date. We can be fit at any age. And what fitness looks like at 50 and what it looks like is at 20 can be two different things. But that doesn't mean that, we aren't able to maintain fitness into our golden years and beyond. And quite frankly, I think I'm more fit at 52 than I was at 22. So fitness is very important for us. Because, achieving requires energy, it requires, endurance, and we've got to bring our best body to that effort.
I love that so much. And you look great for 52. I would never put you in your 50s.
Well, thank you.
Yeah, it's funny because I was working a couple hours ago and I was sitting at my table on my laptop and it's beautiful outside and I was starting to feel a little bit lethargic. And so me and my partner, we got up, we went for a walk, and just like that little bit of movement, it made such a big difference.
Oh, yes. Movement is so important. So I have been really studying, just different key, I guess, elements of longevity in studying people who have, lived to be 100. And one of the most important elements of that is movement, is, obviously, just being able to move freely. Because, a lot of times we think about fitness from the perspective of like athleticism, being able to run or lift weights or compete, compete athletically. But really what I'm talking about is functionality and being able to enjoy our lives fully, because we can, easily get up and down from a chair. We can easily walk upstairs. We can walk and enjoy life and move. And so, the commitment to being fit is more so about being able to preserve and enhance our mobility, our agility, and our flexibility.
Yeah, I love that. So how do you do that?
Well, I've been an athlete off and on. In high school, I was a majorette, so I twirled the baton. And so that required some athleticism because, just for the twirling itself, and you had to look a certain way, a certain size, literally, to wear the majorette uniform. So that's kind of where my athleticism began. And over time, it grew to be something that I committed to just remain physically fit. I used to be a long distance runner. I'm not a long distance runner anymore, but I have always loved running, the exhilaration of being able to do that. And off and on over the years remained at certain levels of commitment to my running. I've run 2 marathons. I ran one in 2009 and one in 2017. I have officially retired from marathons. I thought I would run one more because I like to do things in threes, fives, and sevens. But I'm like, you know what? This is going to be a two-time thing, and that'll be it. So I'm over that. But in the past 4 years, I began, well, past 5 years, actually, I began strength training. And I did it to just supplement my running, because I used to run 5 days a week religiously for about 3 years, because I really do love running. I used to love running. And I decided to add strength training to that just to, improve my overall fitness. And I began working out with a trainer who encouraged me to train to compete in bodybuilding competitions. So actually, become a bodybuilder in the past year and a half. So I am preparing for a competition in a couple of months. As a matter of fact, it is literally 12 weeks from now to be competing as a bodybuilder. So that's how I remain in shape. And the thing that I love about strength training is it's improved my overall mobility, and it's something, even if I stop competing tomorrow, it's something that has improved my functionality. So I love it. And I, started bodybuilding at 51. A lot of the ladies that I train with, we are in our 50s and 60s and even 70s. So the competition that I did, one of the women that was in my training group was retiring from bodybuilding at 73, and she started at 69. So it's never too late.
That's
Never too
amazing.
late.
I was just gonna say it's never too late to get into fitness,
It's
right?
never right. It's never too late. And that's something that we need to just remember in general. It's never too late, to do the things that we've always done. But physical fitness is just one pedal of the fitness pillar. And of course, along with that is our mental fitness, which I like to define as focus, because we have to have focus, and whether that is focus in terms of the ability to be mindful and thoughtful and intentional about what we are allowing to influence us, as well as
Yes.
our literal mental health. So focus is so very important, because if we're all over the place, we're distracted, we're in poor mental health, because a lot of times we're very clear and committed to physical health, but we will neglect our mental health. And it is just as important to have a therapist as it is to have a primary care physician or primary care
Yes.
practitioner, because our mind is literally the brain of our greatness. And so we have to take
Wow.
care of our mind just as much as we take care of our bodies. And those two things are intertwined, because training for a bodybuilding competition is as much physical strength as it is mental strength, because you have to adhere to the diet, which I
Yeah,
tell
oh, I was, yeah.
you, oh my gosh, it's super hard.
I was just gonna ask you about that. I was like, what are you eating right now?
Yes, well, I'm in the cutting phase, so I'll just share with those of you who aren't aware of
Yes.
bodybuilding. You do what's called bulking, which is where you're building body mass. So, in I think I'm going to say from no October to December of last year, I was in bulking. So I love that, because I got to eat a lot of food and I
A
had
lot of
three cheat
protein.
days. But I still was eating healthy, but I could eat a little bit more than just the restrictive diet I'm on now. And then I moved into cutting. So this is I'm in the leaning, well, leaning out and cutting phase. So I am leaning my muscles, feeding my muscles so that they continue to grow, but we are kind of taking fluids out of the body. So like I am right now, my food consists of like fish and vegetables, and it's pretty, I eat the same thing every day. I mean, same thing
Yeah.
every 7 days. I started out of the lean phase where I literally was eating the same thing every day. I ate fish and vegetables for 7 days straight. Then I did chicken and vegetables for 7 days straight. Then I went back to fish and vegetables. That was really hard on me mentally, because it's like I'm eating the same thing and I wanted something else.
Yeah,
So
okay.
being able to know, okay, I've only got 2 more days, 3 more days, et cetera, really helped me to get through that. But that's the part that is the hardest of any fitness regimen, is the food. And I'll tell you, it impacts your mind as much as it impacts your
Yeah.
body. What you eat influences, your mental health as well as your physical health. So those two things go hand in hand.
Yeah, the second, I love that. The second pedal being mindset. And so it's so important. And it's so hard. It is really, really hard to convince
It
yourself to wake up every day and to do what you need to do, but it's so beneficial, right?
Right. Because I actually started strength training or bodybuilding, competitive bodybuilding, so that I could develop discipline, patience, discipline, focus, and patience. Because, I have been able to achieve a lot of things, but I'm not always the most disciplined, and I certainly can lose focus from time to time. So I told myself, if I am able to do what is necessary to be competitive as a bodybuilder, I can apply that discipline, focus, and patience across the board. Discipline, sacrifice, and patience, actually, because you have to sacrifice some different things. But it's I looked at it from the perspective of, I'm not losing anything, I'm not giving up anything. I'm exchanging this for a more fit body, and I'm exchanging this, food I want to eat for the ability to be competitive on stage. And so it's always a matter of, where is your focus?
Right. Yeah, that's awesome. Oh my gosh, that's so fun. I love that so much. And listeners, she is 52 years old. Just wanted to remind them of that. That's amazing. So what do you do for your mindset? Like you wake up in the morning and you're You don't feel like going to the gym. Like, so how does that process work for you? And what would
Oh
you
my
tell
gosh.
our listeners?
Yes. Well, you are describing this morning, because this morning I did not want to get up and go to the gym. I did
Yeah.
not. But I know that I have a goal ahead of me, and I did kind of, lay there a little bit longer than I normally would, but I got on up and made it to the gym. And of course, once I get to the gym, I feel great, and I love going through my workouts, because today was leg day. Leg day is for me is like Mondays and Wednesdays. So it's really hard to get up those 2 days, because I know that the workout is going to be very strenuous, because the legs
Right.
are some of the larger muscle groups. So that's always it's always a lot. Tuesdays and Thursdays I like a little bit better. Tuesdays is back and arms. Thursdays are shoulders and chest. Fridays is kind of a mix. It's back and biceps. I work my back again. And then Saturday is cardio and abs. So I like the variety. And it's a matter of focusing on what's the goal. Like, I don't want to get up, I don't want to do this, but I do want what this impact or what this out what the outcome will be. I do want to have my muscles be developed to the best that they can possibly be, and I do want to look good on stage from a competitive perspective, because that's what they're judging is muscle development and how well your muscles are aligned and all of these different things. So instead of focusing on, I don't want to get up today, I focus on, well, I desire to be the most competitive that I can be. And the only way I can do that is to get up and go to the gym. So I got up and I made it.
Nice, nicely done. Yeah, and
Yeah.
it's funny, once you get up and you start doing the movements, it just becomes easier, right? And
Right,
as you do
right.
it, your confidence builds, and then when you
Right.
get back from the gym, you probably just felt amazing today.
Yes. Then I come back and I do the same things every morning, which is a great segue into the last pedal of the fit pedal, and that's faith. I think it's very important for us to have a faith practice, whatever that is. So every day I meditate. I have a guided meditation that I use to ensure that every day I focus on someone that I love. I focus on what I'm grateful about. I focus on forgiveness. That's so important, because we hold on to things, but that's a part
Totally.
of my daily meditation. Then I envision what I want to do for the day, how I want my day to flow. Then I envision what I want my life to be like, and imagine beyond where I am to where I'd like to go. And then I close it out with blessings, and I have, prayers that I invoke every day to pray for my friends and my family and for me. And so, all of those aspects really help me to remain centered. And I find that when I am consistent with doing my meditations and prayers every day, that I am more hopeful, because, faith represents a belief in things that don't exist as if they did exist. And so, however we approach that, whatever faith practices we have, I believe that they can be a foundation for us to maintain clarity and to maintain hope and to generate the ability to believe that we can do what it is that we say we desire to do. So that's actually the third petal of the fit pillar. And I always say that slow, because all the P's is an alliteration, and you can get tongue tied. But having some type of faith practice so that we are more intentional in how we develop influences, or how we allow the world and the different belief systems that are there, just the different influences that we get from the media, from our community, from being, a part of a community, is, just ensuring that we exercise discernment in what we allow to influence us. Because if we are not intentional, then we will be influenced in a way that gets us further away from our goals as opposed to encouraging us and motivating us and aligning with our goals. So it's really important to know, what influences me? What do I believe? Because I'm never going to tell anybody you ought to believe exactly what I believe, or you need to believe X or this, X or Y, this or that. But you do need to know what are your beliefs, because we have beliefs that are instilled in us from our families. That's the first beliefs that we're exposed to. What does our family believe? Well, we're going to be exposed to that. What does our community believe? What do our friends believe, etc.? And so at some point, if we're going to be successful and fulfilled in our lives, we have to be intentional about adopting beliefs that align with who we are and who we desire.
Yeah, exactly. We need to have those values in the forefront, right? Because sometimes you're faced with a difficult choice. I can do A or I can do B. And in those moments, you have to like kind of look to see what your values are and what your goals are and then make a decision that way. Because sometimes there's a million different choices, right?
Oh, yes, right. Because that was a powerful exercise that I actually did when I kind of began this journey of becoming successful and fulfilled. I didn't call it that at the time. I had not articulated it in the way that I have presently, but I remember establishing and thinking about, what are my core values, regardless of any religion or any philosophy or anything that's out there, what do I believe? And I was able to distill those to five different points that really helped me to navigate and be my North Star, if you will. And I think it's really important for each of us to know, what do you believe? Because we all believe in something, and or whether we call it a deity or whether it is a religion or whatever, we have beliefs that guide who we are. And it's really important for us to be thoughtful about what those beliefs are and then ask ourselves, does this belief align with who I am and who I am evolving to be? Because I believe we continuously evolve. And sometimes we do that consciously, which I think is the best, to continuously evolve. That's one of the things that I strive to do, is to be a lifelong learner so that every day I'm becoming the higher and better version of myself. And I want to be better this year than I was last year. Well, if I never decide what my baseline is, I won't ever know if I have evolved. And so the same thing with our beliefs. If you aren't able to articulate what your beliefs are, then it's difficult for you to determine if you're operating in alignment with your beliefs or not.
Right. I love how confident you are, and I love how powerful you are. It's just you're radiating power. And you work with a lot of powerful women. And I know when I'm talking to powerful women, one of the things that they feel sometimes is that they're being selfish by taking the time for themselves. There's so many competing things in their life, their children, their family, all of those things. What advice would you give to someone that's listening to us right now? About like taking time for themselves and how important that is, and how to, kind of get that straight in their mind that it's not selfish, that it's actually really, really important to do.
And I'll kind of go back to a statement I started out with at the top of this episode, and that's, you cannot pour from an empty cup. And if you don't take care of yourself, your personal physical fitness and your personal mental fitness, mental wellness, and your personal belief system, you can't serve anyone else, or you'll serve them or be able to provide value and take care of the loved ones that you have, or however it is that you express that. You can do it, but you will do so to your detriment. And you will also do so, give, you will have a limited amount to give, so you're unable to show up for them fully. And so self-care is something that I am a huge proponent of, however you define it, because it means different things to different people. But there's nothing selfish about self-care, because when you take care of yourself, it's the analogy that we hear every time we get on a plane. If the oxygen levels decrease, a mask will fall from the ceiling. Please put on your oxygen mask before assisting others. Same concept. We have to be our own oxygen masks, and we have to put them on ourselves so that we're able to serve others and to take care of those that we love. Because if we're gasping for air, or far worse, if we are completely deprived of oxygen and passed out, or worse, we can't serve others.
Right.
So being able to take care of yourself is a way of showing love to those that you want to show up for. So that's something that I want to drive home all the time. You cannot pour from an empty cup. And when you fill your cup, you get to serve others from the overflow. And the more overflow you have, the more you're able to help other people than if you are pouring from a cup that has just a little bit in it, because then you're afraid to
Yeah.
give. But when you replenish yourself, you are able to give from the overflow.
Oh, I love that so much. That makes so much sense. And it really radiates from you. I feel like you're just like full of all this energy, and I love that so much. Now, what is one thing from all of the wonderful things that you talked about today that you want to leave our listeners with? What is one thing?
I would say just kind of, I think, ending on the point that we just discussed, and that is the importance of taking care of yourself so that you can
Yes.
show up to your fullest for everyone else. That'd be the one thing.
Amazing.
Take care of your fitness pillar, take care of your physical health, your mental health, and your beliefs, your faith, so that you can show up fully for others.
Amazing, amazing. And do you want to tell our listeners where they can find you and the services that you provide?
Yes, I make it really easy for you. If you know my name, you'll be able to find me. So I am, my website is drstephaniedbarnes.com. And make sure you put the D in there, Dr. Stephanie D. Barnes. But that way you can get to my current podcast, which is Living Life in the And. You can find out more about me. And if you are looking to establish your own version of living life in the AN, you can book a revelation conversation with me, and we can begin to understand how you can become your best and highest version of you. But Dr. Stephanie D. Barnes.com, and I'm on all social media as Dr. Stephanie D. Barnes. And you can get to that from my website too. So just remember Dr. Stephanie D. Barnes.com. Make it easy for you.
Amazing. Amazing. We're going to have your information in the show notes as well for our listeners to find you. Super easy. So,
Yes.
what a wonderful show today. Thank you so much for being here. That was so much fun. You're so knowledgeable.
Well, thank you. Thank you. I always enjoy talking about this, and I hope that every woman and man too, but I mostly work with high achieving women, but I want everyone who to hear my voice to know that we should all be fulfilled. It's something that we all deserve, and it's something that we can all create for ourselves.
Well, what a wonderful show today. And you left me with such a wonderful feeling. So thank you so much for being here, Stephanie. And to all of our listeners, thank you so much for being here as well. And I hope you all have a wonderful rest of your day.